song. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it.
All right, we have a busy hour, as normal. The Doug Steffen Good Day Show. This is our story hour. And we have actually, beside Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me and Chef Louie to tell a story, we also are going to meet singer Grace Potter, who has a TV miniseries focusing on songs by Johnny Cash, which should be actually fairly interesting, it seemed to me. Later on in the hour, not only will we have a new recipe of the week from Chef Louie, but we have Sabrina Bryan, who's on Dancing with the Stars, a contestant on that ABC show, so she'll be with us later on in this hour as well. That's the scorecard in a moment. Before we meet Grace Potter, we'll have some laughter at 10 after, and that comes up right after this.
Hurry into your local Chevy dealer today and get a great deal on a brand new 2012 Chevy. Right now, during Chevy Truck Month, you can take advantage of great pricing on a Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. Be sure to hurry in while supplies last.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
All right, so everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Laughter.
Ready.
Harvard School of Medicine this past summer did a study. The question was asked, why do Jewish women like Chinese food so much? Why are you laughing already? I haven't gotten to the punchline yet. The study revealed that this is due, in fact, to the fact that wonton spelled backwards is not now.
That's funny.
I thought it was pretty funny. All right. That has nothing to do with Grace Potter. It's just something to make you smile. Grace Potter in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm not big on to-do lists. Why waste time writing when I could be doing? So drop your pencil and gear up for fall with deals at John Deere, including $700 off both X700 Select Series tractors and the Gator XUV825i. Visit a participating John Deere dealer by October 26th. Some conditions apply.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400 or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Hi, it's Roger, and I just did my quarterly economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith. And what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that will change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Craig Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book. This new CD covers the root issues of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must hear The Future of Money to believe it. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or go online at SwissAmerica.com. Again, write it down, 800-289-2646. Do it today.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Eternity is down the hall, and you sit there bending spoons in your mind.
All right, so this is a pretty intriguing concept, if I do say so myself. Johnny Cash, songs sung by Grace Potter in a TV miniseries, a six-part series that reveals the character, the music, and Grace is here to help us celebrate and to explain how this thing came to be. The lead singer of Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, Grace
One of my
Potter.
My absolute all-time favorite bands, Grace.
There you go.
Yeah, Rich is pretty excited about this.
Yeah. Gee whiz, y'all. Thank you so much.
All right, so let's, for the audience doesn't know that much about you, we know you're Grace Potter. Take a bow.
That's me.
As Grace. Take a bow, Grace.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Grace. So, at Jazz Fest. Love you.
Oh, thank you.
So tell us about you and your singing. My gut tells me you've been singing since you were old enough to almost talk. Is that
true? My mom says I would sing along to, like, Eurythmics when I was, like, 2.5. And, you know, that I'd go to, like, the Gymboree class for all the kids, and all I would do is sit in the corner and sing along to the dance music and watch all the other kids dance, which has changed quite a bit because I certainly like to dance now. But I'm from Vermont. Me and my band formed in college, and we've been, you know, banging it out across the country ever since.
Where in Vermont?
I'm in the Mad River Valley, which is just smack in the middle of it.
So do you live on some farm in rural nowhere land?
Yes.
Good for you.
Yes.
Well, I'm a dairy farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I'm not smart enough to go find a farm with 400 acres up in New York or Vermont. I have a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, which is not exactly the mecca or the hub for dairy farms. But it's a cool thing, and it's always nice when people really appreciate the land, especially on a morning like today when you wake up and there's mist over the meadows, and you can see the trees changing color, and just kind of a really neat
thing. A special, special place. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I feel really lucky to have come from such a beautiful place and to still have those mountains and to still have the land, not to have everything be developed around me. I mean, that's what Vermont is, you know, it's very beautiful.
All right, so, Doug, yes, a lot of people, and you wouldn't know this, but a lot of people know Grace this past year from her duet with Kenny Chesney, the Tequila
song. Yeah, that's
song.
Right. I kind of went country for a second.
You kind of went country for a little bit there, but you got the tour and play for the big crowd.
I know. I saw that tour in Anaheim. You were awesome.
Oh, thank you. I think we were really, I mean, we were certainly ducks out of water or fish out of water or something like that. I mean, we're very much a rock and roll band, very much not a country act. And yet, somehow, Kenny and Tim McGraw brought about a lot of fans who seemed to have pretty open minds and were ready to receive what the craziness that we bring on stage, because our show is certainly not.
Yeah, I wondered how they would receive you, because you definitely know how to rock. But it's a bluesy kind of, you know, it's got a little bit of a country flavor, but a bluesy kind of rock, and it went over well, so I'm really happy for you. Actually,
right, so
yeah.
I want to find out about this connection to Johnny Cash. The television show that we're talking about is actually a mini series that premieres this Sunday, with two back-to-back episodes at 8 o'clock Eastern time, and this is a focus on Johnny Cash's music. But what else is a part of it? What else are people going to learn?
Well, it's a good question, and what it does is the show is really interesting. It's a different format than anything I've ever seen before, and you know, I geek out on all kinds of music DVDs, and I watch all the biopics, and I watch all the crazy sort of stories and biography things. But this delves deeper, because what we're doing is we're talking about Johnny Cash through his songs. Mm-hmm. And so depending on when it was or where he was in his career, his life was happening around him. And so the series really does is it assesses and discusses what he was doing in his life that might have made him want to record that song in that moment. It's a real reflection art imitates life, life imitates art, and I think he really is the king of that.
I mean, Johnny Cash was quite possibly one of the greatest storytellers of all time in his music.
Yeah.
And what you're trying to do is get behind that story and see where it came from. Were you able to get the insight? Were you able to kind of really see where he was going with it?
I mean, what's so great is that they have this collection of unbelievable music historians who know a lot more than I do about, well, actually, it was recorded in a barn, and then they changed, there's all kinds of crazy details that I never would have known. As avid as a fan as I am, I didn't know some of the details, which I did learn doing the series, which was great. But what was most exciting to me was talking with and hearing from people like Shooter Jennings and his dad and people who knew Johnny. Shooter, who's a friend of mine, he's actually Johnny's godson.
Really?
So we did a press junket about a month ago, and I got to see behind the curtain through the eyes of the godson of Johnny Cash, and it's a really interesting perspective.
So you just mentioned something, those who knew Johnny Cash. I'm in my mid-40s. I don't want to make you say where you are, but I'm going to guess you're in your early 30s, late 20s.
I'm in my late 20s.
Late
don't
20s,
rush
okay,
me.
Sorry.
Nice shot, Richie.
Yeah.
That's two in a row for
late
you.
Late 20s, I know.
Hey, Grace, I want you to know that Trace Adkins was here the other day, and Richie put his foot in his mouth with him, too.
Okay. Well, Richie, I'm going to let it slide because people call me an old soul, so I'll take it.
But I want to know, what makes Johnny Cash relevant to today's young.
Why don't you watch the series and
people.
You can figure
no,
it
I
out
hear
there,
from Grace's perspective. I want to hear from Grace's. So sit down and shut up. You don't know what you're talking about anymore.
I do. I know
but
Johnny
I want to
Cash.
Hear from you. I mean, for me, it's the story and the connection to the story along with the great music.
Yeah, and really the stories that come out when you have a song in front of you and you have information in front of you, they're not the same as if you were reading Rolling Stone magazine or watching a biography because it's non-linear. The difference is that this is not a linear conversation that's happening. This is not a chronology of his life. This is a song that marks a moment in what is a huge career. So there's just a plethora of material to talk about. And what I love is the show is never ambling. It never slows down.
No, that kind of music, how in the world could it slow down?
I know. But it does feel in moments where it's a bit of a tangent. And I love that because that's how my mind works.
All right, so now that you've dug into it, does he inspire you? Or you do some more of this sort of thing? Or,
yeah. Absolutely. Are you kidding me? I grew up listening to Johnny Cash, and
right.
I didn't even realize it was country music when I was a kid. I just thought it was I thought it was rock and roll.
It's just
movie. I thought it was hardcore.
It's just movie music. OvationTV.com. Go online to OvationTV.com. That's where the Johnny Cash special is presented. Grace Potter is the person that helps to bring it all together for you. OvationTV.com this Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Thanks, Grace. Love you.
It was a pleasure talking to all of you.
Bye.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
I think I just fell into 1963.
No, this is earlier than 1963. All right, so it's story time now on Beyond Good Day. Roberta Fasanelli.
Oh, you're right. It's 58.
How much? This is 1958.
Yeah.
But you think I don't know the music of the 50s?
Matter you know the old music.
Yeah, well, this is old music. It's not as old as Benny Goodman, but it's this is Mario Lanza.
Play Mario
in case you're just tuning in,
this is Grace Potter.
This is not the torture segment of the Good Day Show.
This is the story segment. All right, Roberta, lead us down whatever path you're going.
I have a reason why we are playing Arrivederci Roma, because based on a new law in Rome, that's what tourists might actually be saying. They might be saying Arrivederci Roma, bye-bye, because believe it or not, let's say you're in Rome, you're by the Spanish Steps.
Yes, very nice.
You stop by one of the carts, you buy a nice gelato ice cream, right? And you sit on the Spanish Steps and eat it. You can get anywhere now from a, $35 to $650 fine.
Why?
There's a new law in Rome that prohibits any kind of eating
gelato
anywhere around or on the monuments. So if you're sitting outside the Colosseum eating something from one of the food carts, bam, you can get fined.
You know why? Because people are pigs.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
It is. Because, I mean, you walk into the piazzas there and you just see the trash on the ground and
all
you're just like,
place.
What a shame. What a shame. And it's beautiful. Why don't they just do this, though? Why don't they just not let the vendors sell food near?
Well, that's the whole thing, too. That's what people are saying.
Why don't they move them a few blocks out?
The thing is that if you're walking and you're eating, which is very much a New York thing, that's what we do in the city. I mean, you buy and you walk and you eat because you don't waste time. If you're walking and you're eating in Rome, that's okay. But if you sit down anywhere at any of the monuments, and when you think about it, Rome is just one huge, big monument.
Every block, there's a new monument.
There's another monument, you're going to get fined. The only exception right now that they're making are water bottles. That's it. So, and they have nothing posted, too. That's what's infuriating a lot of tourists, because they're getting slapped with these fines left and right. I mean, they are really enforcing this law.
You know, here
but there's no signs telling tourists about it.
Here in D.C., and I'm sure in New York, L.A. is not so much a walking town, but in New York and D.C., Roberta, you're in New York, I'm in D.C., the trash cans by Sunday afternoon are just overflowing with trash.
Overflowing.
So, you know, on the good side,
at least they're in the cans.
People are putting it in the can. On the bad side, it's just, you know, when we get into full tourist season here in D.C., you just can't keep up with it.
Well, they should be picking them up more often.
They should, yeah.
But it's... It's just another quirk in Rome, you know, of things you can and cannot do.
Yeah.
You cannot sit Rome is still, and eat anywhere near
it's
any
It's still so
monument.
Amazing. I would still go and just
walk. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It is an amazing, amazing city, yeah. And it's a walking city. And every time you turn a corner, you never know what you're going to find. But I'm curious to know whether or not they're going to extend this to other cities. You know, cities like Florence and Venice. Which, you know, have the same problem. People just buying food and then just sitting outside and eating it.
Florence isn't quite the same, though. It's a lot of the monuments are inside. You're going to go into,
that's right.
You know, the museums or the Ponte Vecchio or something like that. So it's not the same problem.
And in a lot of places in Venice, you're actually eating outside. The tables are set out on the piazzas and out on the little roadways in between the canals.
Do you find that when you were in your teens and mm-hmm. your 20s that you care, you know, okay, here's a cup. I'm just going to throw it on the ground. Who cares? Somebody will pick it up.
I never did it.
And then
never.
When you're
no,
in
my
your
parents
30s and 40s, really?
Never.
Yeah, because I mean, I started to get into my late 20s, I started to go, what did you just do that for? You know, when you're at my mid-20s maybe. What did you just do that for? That was stupid. Yeah. You know?
I still cannot walk across somebody else's lawn because my mother used to drill in me. You know, never walk across other people's
property. What drives
property.
Me nuts is
I
people
still can't do that.
On the farm drop ice cream things all over the place. It drives me nuts. 28 past the hour. Good story, Roberta.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today,
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. Apply Lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
With Chef Louie, or is it Chef Louie trying to find an audience, which is the proper way of referring to our friend Chef Louie DeAngelis. He's here. You're invited to spend some time with us now as we go into Chef Louie's kitchen. I think we ought to romanticize this somehow or other. Chef Louie's kitchen. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, and I are happy to have the chef with us each week at this time to go through his recipe, which is always posted at DougStephan.com. But he's also pretty clever about bringing other food news into the fore. But am I to understand that you have a recipe for pretzels?
Oh, yeah, and it's fantastic.
Oh. How can this take more than 30 seconds?
No, they're absolutely simple to make. You know, it's like making
fold.
A bagel. The difference between that and bread, just making bread after you make your basic dough, is you boil it first for 2 minutes with a little baking powder in the water, and then you bake it. And they make a nice, soft pretzel, and they're fantastic. You dip them in butter.
There are
going
to be some. We do have to romanticize this somehow, Richie. There has to be a romantic way of us to take a look back at the history of pretzels and how they came to the United States.
I think
States.
Pretzels are pretty hot because they're all, like, intertwined with each other.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, they're all,
think
wow.
about it. And then the way you eat it, I mean, you kind of rip into it. It's like a hand and mouth food. I don't know.
I have to confess, kind of I've never been turned.
Romantic.
I don't like pretzels much. It's
well, it's not to like. It's
no.
bread and salt.
It's right.
The
well,
it's,
the
four
let me tell you what's to like. Let me tell you what's to like.
Sugar and wine.
Now you
got to
get them hot.
Yeah.
And then you have to have the right mustard for dipping.
See? Yeah. Again, it's very romantic. Get them hot, and you have to have the right mustard.
Yeah, that's right, for dipping.
That's yeah. Friday night at my house.
Well, you know, actually, pretzels are the second most bought snack in America. $180 million worth of sales per year. It's just behind potato chips and a little ahead of popcorn.
Really?
And that's how popular they are. Yeah.
Huh. I would not have known that. Because, again, pretzels seem to be, well, although you go to the malls, you see those Annie, isn't, who is it that does those pretzel Annie something or other? Is it
Annie's
mall?
Annie's pretzel.
Auntie Annie.
That's it. Right. Exactly. So it's got to be something to it. But it's just dough. Can you flavor the dough differently? How many different kinds? I've seen chocolate covered pretzels. You have salted the standard
covered
ones. Yogurt covered pretzels. But are the pretzels themselves always made the same? Does the dough have to be the same? I mean, there's not even any flavor to it. You got to add something to it in order to have a flavor, right?
It's all in the topping. It's just like pizza. There's, you know, pizza dough. It's just bread.
You crack
all in the topping.
Why are you here, Louis? Pretzels suck.
No, I wasn't the point.
I can't believe we're actually talking about this stupid food.
I'm happy to have Louis here.
I can't imagine why anybody would listen to us right now talk about pretzels.
A little bit more about pretzels, because I obviously don't understand the value of these pretzels. Why, pretzels are a downer?
Let me tell you something. There are restaurants, Louis. I didn't think that was being that bad. What's the beer restaurant, the national chain?
Gordon Biersch.
You go to Gordon Biersch, and they have a pretzel appetizer that is to die for.
Why?
And they give
what is it
good
that they're,
well,
what do they do to them? What am I missing? No, a regular, ordinary pretzel is terrible. So what do they do to these pretzels to make them better?
You're coming to L.A. next week. I'm taking you to Walmart.
Walmart. I'm going to eat pretzels at Walmart.
Right, we got about 2 minutes left. Doug, it's like taking Italian bread and dipping it in olive oil with salt and pepper.
No. Italian bread, okay, with olive oil. Also Italian bread with garlic sauce or something like
that. Have garlic.
Or you could take a pretzel and do cinnamon sugar on it.
Oh, or honey covered with the honey glazed pretzels.
Yeah, and they're really not a bad treat. They're not unhealthy for you, except for the salt. But you don't have to have a lot of salt.
You need to get out, man.
Who are you talking to, Louie or me?
You. You need to go to a ball game. You need to go to a baseball game and sit there on a 90-degree day.
Eat a hot dog and a pretzel.
Just eat a hot dog and a pretzel with
mustard. Wait a minute. Here's a creative thing. Can we have the soft pretzels?
You're not American. You're a communist.
Oh, stop it.
You are a communist.
Soft, Doug. You're thinking of hard pretzels in the store. These are soft pretzels.
Yeah. Can you have a soft pretzel and sort of wrap it around a hot dog? That's not our sausage.
So, Louis, I want to make, forget Doug. I want to make my own pretzels this weekend.
Oh, my God, Doug. Yes. They
do pretzel dogs, and they are
the delicious.
Next weekend, let's like Saturday, you and I will go somewhere.
I'm going to get you a pretzel dog.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that.
Well, should we just forget this conversation until then? Because it seems to be moot.
No, I don't. I want to help Louis along. His recipes, by the way.
You're doing a great job of that, by the way.
All right. So here's. Wait a minute. I'm looking now.
I just actually clicked on
recipes. Will you have Louis?
The recipe section, Chef Louis' recipes, are prominently noted. Whether they are any good or not remains to be seen. But they're at DougStephan.com, right-hand side, right underneath where the DougStephanTeam.com logo is. And we have in here Chef Louis' baked pretzel, the recipe for that. Also, what he had last week was the brisket recipe. There are all kinds of things in there that will help you enjoy life if you have a palate that needs to be exercised. And I guess that's what this is. You can do all kinds of things. But it really is just, it's like any kind of dough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a normal dough, a little more sugar in it, but it's the boiling of it and the baking of it and the toppings. And just let your mind go wild when you do toppings. Anything you want on it.
I want to wrap a pretzel around a sausage. That's what
they do that.
Yeah, I want to kind of do that. Yeah, I've seen that. Matter of fact, I'm being serious. Last Saturday, I walked around the farmer's market in Dublin, and I, with a couple of people that I was with, stopped at a place that was doing pretzels and crepes at the same place. And so the pretzels were filled with what they have. The Irish sausage is different than our sausage. They had a sausage sort of sandwich made out of the pretzel.
Yeah,
and
fantastic.
Victoria Jones, with whom I was eating one of them, and she was very unkind. She didn't offer me a bite of it, but you could see my mouth was watering, and she still didn't offer me any. So you're right, there are a lot of different ways that you can do things that is kind of clever, and Louis cleverly posted it. This week's recipes are from Chef Louis at DougStephan.com. Thanks, Louis.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Is there a theme? I have to confess that I'm not one who watches Dancing with the Stars. Not a good way to start a conversation with Sabrina Bryan, probably.
But I am, so it's okay. Yeah.
So is there a theme song to Dancing with the Stars? So it doesn't, it's not a special, like, something you'd remember.
Yes, I just did it for you.
Yeah, but I'm talking about something that'll be around
forever.
Famous,
really. Yes.
Sabrina Bryan, member of the multi-platinum recording act The Cheetah Girls.
She's going to recruit me now that she heard my humming abilities.
Really?
I'm gonna tell you. I'm going to be the next.
You are the next hot cheetah girl.
Maybe more like a cougar girl. I'm
all right. So, Sabrina, do you mind that we're, this is sort of a sideways introduction for you, but we're happy to have you here. But Jennifer is more interested in talking to you because she does want to become a cheetah girl.
That was great, Jennifer. Great
Thank
job.
You.
And I'll let you know that it is famous. That is the same jingle that goes in front of Dancing with the Stars is all across the world. I have a bunch of friends that just did the Dancing with the Stars in India.
Yeah.
So, and they use the same one. So that is recognized all across the world.
Well, this is one of the most successful television franchises in a long, long time. You know, there are all these reality, so-called reality shows. But for some reason or another, this has captured the imagination of, and there are some knockoffs that are here, but the actual franchise, Dancing with the Stars, is, as you have suggested, all around the world now. What attracted you to this?
I just absolutely love to perform, and this was such a fun show, but more than anything, my mom is a ginormous fan. She's one of the fans,
yeah.
And you might recognize this, but she gets her own notebook out. She makes her own pointers
and
gives her own scores, also guesses what she thinks Carrie Ann, Bruno, and Len will be giving. And during season 4, which was Apollo and Joey's season, I came home a couple times to my parents' house and saw my mom with this on a Monday, Tuesday night, and I was kind of like coming, and normally my mom's like asking me what's going on with my life and all this stuff, and on Mondays and Tuesdays it was like known in our house, like no talking unless it's commercial break, like, and it was just such a big deal. And so actually how I did the show was I got her tickets to go see the show for Mother's Day, and my agent was like, well, they're actually interested in having you on, you know, so check it out, see what you think. I saw it, and I was like, the glitz, the glam, the ballroom scene, everything.
The
was
costumes.
The hot costumes.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly, and it was like the hot pros. I mean, everything was just like, oh, yeah, sign me up. This sounds like a great idea.
So you're in Dancing with the Stars live show in Las Vegas as well as the new Tropicana, right?
Yes, it's a great show. We ended our first run at the beginning of August, which was kind of just in time to get a little bit of a break and then, you know, start the rehearsal process for the show here in L.A. And also, so then it's being brought back sometime in 2013, and I want to say it's safe to say that it's going to be around March.
Mm-hmm. So you are known best as I want to know what Sabrina Bryan thinks she's known best for. Are you known best as a fitness / dancer? Are you somebody that when you go back and look at your history as a Disney person?
Star cheetah girl?
Yeah, I mean, that's where you get started. And where did you think you were going to go, maybe, is the better question. You get started all this stuff. How old were you?
When I started in the industry and auditioning, I started around 11 or 12.
On your own, or did your family want you to do this? Who wanted
you? No, I had to beg my parents to do it. They did not want me to be involved. It was right around the time Macaulay Culkin was, like, divorcing his parents. And they were like, I don't think so. I don't think this is a great idea. But I begged and begged, and I even entered myself in this pageant that I had to to talk and do like a speech in front of like 11 judges on a panel, and kind of had to prove to my parents like, I can do this, I want to do this, please let me. And finally they let me get an agent and start auditioning. But I booked the Cheetah Girls when I was 17, right before, as I was heading into college. My freshman year of college is when I went to Toronto and filmed the first movie. And so it's been a wild ride. It's hard to say. I mean, the Cheetah Girls was really big. It's also an international group that is known. We went to Barcelona to do a movie. We went to India to do a movie. But, you know, I'm also known for that, you know, crazy elimination of season 5 that they love to replay that elimination video, which just irks me.
It was an outrage. Everybody thought you had it, so no one voted. It was, like, ridiculous. Ugh.
I think it was the start of people realizing no one is safe on that show, no matter where you are on the leaderboard. And that's such a true testament for this season, on the All-Star season, is, you know, no matter what. I mean, Joey was right in the middle of the pack last week, and our scores are so close. I mean, I'm talking 0.5 is what is separating a lot of the celebrities' scores. And so more than ever, this season is about the viewers' vote and who they want to see. Like, no one is safe. Even being at the top of the leaderboard last week, I was scared going into Tuesday, going, oh, my gosh, I hope people don't think that I was safe, because no one is safe on this competition this season.
So who do you think is your biggest competition this year?
Everyone, and I'm not joking. I know everyone.
They're all
says
really
that
good.
Every season, I feel like the cast says that, but that is the truth this season. I mean, from, you know, Emmett with his calm, cool, collected control over everything. You know, he is so calm during show days. It drives me nuts. He's just like, hey, man, we're good. He's got so much swag, that guy. I can't even tell you. To, you know, Shawn Johnson, who is just right on the money with her technique. To Bristol Palin, who clearly has a huge fan base that really wants to see how much she can improve this season. I don't think there's one person on the show that is a set to go home, especially this week with the double elimination.
All right, so are we supposed to talk about the package that was delivered to the studio as some kind of threat for Bristol Palin? Where'd that come from? What do you know about that?
You know what's so insane is the security is so tight on that show. They are really good about, if you're not on the list, I mean, we have to get our list in on Friday to be able to have the list in and for the people that are allowed on that lot. If you're not on the list, there's no getting in. I had Vanessa Simmons come this week, and she was a few minutes late, and they wouldn't even let her on the lot. This is Russell Simmons' daughter.
Wow.
Who was wanting to be in the audience with me. I mean, their security is insane. But at the same time, they also keep everything hush-hush. I had no idea that this even happened last week. So they keep it so under wraps, get rid of it, control it right away, that the cast didn't even know that was going on.
Huh.
All right. Well, there's a lot of stuff here to chew on, and you obviously have a big role in having this show move forward. And it's kind of neat just to have you here and hear you tell your story. Sabrina, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Sabrina Bryan, who is involved in Dancing with the Stars as a contestant, kind of a cool reality for a kid. It's 10 before the hour.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPO, doing business as Ecotu Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
And again, underscoring the information for those of you who are looking for a job, and there are a lot of people who are, how many of you are veterans? Have you gone to greenjobsforveterans.com and check out their jobs, which pay $80,000 a year? Veterans, go now to greenjobsforveterans.com. Doug Steffen with the gang at 51 after the hour.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A buzz about Big Bird. Lots of people still talking about Mitt Romney and what he had to say about PBS. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We take you back to this past Wednesday night, the presidential debate between President Obama and Mitt Romney, with the Republican challenger talking about spending cuts he would like to make if elected.
I'm sorry, Jim. I'm going to stop the subsidy to PBS. I'm going to stop other things. I like PBS. I love Big Bird. I actually like you, too.
With all due respect to Jim Lehrer, following his performance as moderator of the debate, very few people are lamenting a potential cutoff in funding that would affect him. But it's Sesame Street and Big Bird that is attracting all sorts of attention. There are some people, including the president of PBS, Paula Kerger, who want to set the record straight when it comes to the government subsidy to PBS.
Well, actually, Big Bird doesn't get money from the government. In fact, the money that comes from the government into the Corporation for Public Broadcasting actually doesn't even come to PBS. It goes to our member stations.
And Kerger says many member stations depend on government funding for about 15% of their budgets, but for some, it's a bigger piece of the pie.
There are some stations, particularly in rural parts of the country, that they're a part of the federal budget is 50, 60, 70%. Those stations will go off the air.
As for how this topic is playing out on the campaign trail, President Obama, showing more energy while stumping in Colorado and Wisconsin yesterday, had this to say about the PBS thing.
Thank goodness somebody is finally getting tough on Big Bird.
And we have social media carrying this story forward as well. There's a new Facebook page called Big Bird for President, along with a Twitter account called Fired Big Bird that shows a dejected-looking Big Bird holding a sign that reads, "We'll work for food," along with another trying to organize a Million Muppet March against Mitt.
Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
On Wall Street, a positive day for the markets yesterday. The Dow finishing with an 81-point gain to 13,575. S&P adding 10 points. NASDAQ up 14. Oil prices way up. $3.57 a barrel, settling at $91.71. Let's talk about air travel. American Airlines customers likely to face more delays and cancellations today. American says it has grounded 48 of its Boeing 757 jets to conduct more inspections and repairs. The airline saying it had pinpointed the mechanism that has led to seats coming loose on several flights over the past 2 weeks, and we're told those repairs should be completed by tomorrow. Major League Baseball's postseason begins today with a pair of those new one-game wild card showdowns. The winner moves on, the loser goes home. It'll be the Braves and Cardinals in Atlanta, followed by the Rangers and Orioles in Texas. Closing notes. First, the latest from the Red Planet. The Mars rover, known as Curiosity, is ready to literally start digging in to dish the dirt. NASA scientists say Curiosity is in position to start taking soil samples for analysis to assess whether the environmental conditions at that site were ever favorable for sustaining life. Wouldn't it be something if these soil samples actually led to Jimmy Hoffa? Forget Michigan. It was Mars all along. And finally, let's talk Beatles. Today happens to be the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' very first hit. You might think it was I Wanna Hold Your Hand, or maybe She Loves You, or even Help. But no, none of those. It was this one. Love Me Do was released in the UK on October 5th, 1962. It would make its debut in the U.S. more than a year and a half later. The Beatles' hometown of Liverpool is hosting a Love Me Do weekend, which runs from today through Sunday and includes a mass sing-along, which could set a new world record. And let's face it, it would be hard to find somebody who doesn't know the words to this song and so many others from the Fab Four. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a seven-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting out a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.